What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Hey,
what's popping, y'all? What's popping, y'all? What up? What up?
Hey,
you guys are what? Listening to What Works For Us. All black.
All queer.
All black.
No more.
You know what, Emerson? You could have said all queer.
You know, we've been getting word that, you know, there's been some issues with us in this intro. You know, been getting messages on Facebook. And, you know, it's been a topic of conversation how I don't participate. So I've been trying to find ways to fix it. And someone contacted me and pretty much sent me a demo of a song that we can use. That someone being the one and only Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, Auntie O.
Auntie O.
Own exclusive.
Own exclusive. She got word from one of the previous episodes that I wasn't too happy with her. and, you know, she had got the C word, canceled.
Canceled.
I canceled her. And she wanted to extend out an olive branch. To try to, you know, make up and, you know, kiss and make up and mend fences or whatever. And, you know, I said, okay, well, yeah, I'm open to it. So she said she had a song that she sung herself that she wanted us to use for our new intro. So,
oh, okay. Oprah sings. I mean, I know she acts a little bit. I didn't know she was singing.
I didn't know she was a vocalist either.
I know she was a gymnast, too.
I haven't heard about her being a gymnast, but I didn't know she was a singer either, but she has a whole song that she said she would, you know, maybe we can incorporate, or you and her can possibly do a duet. Mr. Telltales and O can do a duet, and that way he'll have somebody to sing with, and that problem will be solved. So don't have to worry about me doing it. It'll be him and Mrs. Oprah Winfrey. I mean, that's better than me, right? I mean, who wouldn't want to sing with Oprah?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's Oprah, so it got to sound good.
Well, it's Oprah. Well, I don't know, but we're going to share the track, and you know, I want you guys, the listeners, to hear it and think what, you know, say what you got to say or give your opinions about it, and you know, leave feedback if you will about our possible new intro with a duet between Oprah and Mr. Telltale.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, well, hold on, I'm about to cue it up.
Oh my God, our new possible intro.
Okay, here we go.
Oprah bringing the goods.
Yeah, she bringing the goods. Let's see what this is.
Come on, Oprah. Auntie Oprah.
It's loading up.
The half and the half knots. It's loving you. Oh. Girl, who's playing for the background singers?
I didn't know about that. There's a new road to walk, a new song to sing.
Oh, okay. More than what just a small change can bring. Got a new light shining. With that stamp bit in the background.
Right. Come
on and run with me. Oh, that was Gail. Come on and run with
We're gonna keep on talking. Got something to say.
Oh. Is that a bridge?
I know we can make a difference. And together we can find it's quiet.
Oprah, girl, they. Oh! Is that Billy Porter in the background?
Who is this man? Harpo, who that? Oh, girl.
Oh, girl. Oprah. Oprah, we only got 30 seconds.
Oprah,
girl.
Right, girl. We're going to have to cut you. This is a long intro. We done. Oprah,
girl, it's the intro.
Girl, that you trying to send us a 3-minute track for our intro?
Hey, girl, why she sound like Shania Twain? I know she's from Tennessee and all, girl. I've been watching Oprah my whole life, but I know what her voice sound like, and those vocals are not adding up. That sound like somebody else on the track.
Right. Girl, when did you record this?
Come on and come on right. and come on. We're running.
Right, and Oprah, where are we running? This is what works for us. Where are we running to? What are you trying to say? You didn't explain it as when you sent the track over.
Right, girl. What is the metaphor? Right. Where do you want us to go?
Where are we going? This is a LGBTQIA podcast. Where are we going? We're tired of running. Everybody, we ain't running nowhere. Okay. We're here and we're queer.
And the gospel choir in the background. Who gonna pay for their royalties? I'm not paying for all of their vocals. Right. Take some of their vocals.
Girl,
out.
Right. And that man who had his little solo. Who is that?
That was Stan, man. Come on. What is it? We were like, what works for us? And come on, oh. And come on, and come on. And... Oprah. Now, wait a minute. So, just a background. You said that this was what she tried to use on her show?
I guess this was one of her season's intro songs, and it only lasted one season, so she figured, you know, it could be reused again.
Okay, she put a lot of money into that. Right. She had to give up a coin. Right. That intro.
So she like, I'm not going to give it up, so y'all can have it, because, you know, that was a masterpiece to her. Patti LaBelle told you to do that.
Okay.
So.
It sounded like a movie soundtrack. Yeah, Titanic.
Right. I don't know. It was a little repetitive, though. I got tired of running. Run on. Oprah, don't call us. We'll call you.
Right. We'll let you know. Okay? Right. We'll let you know. We got some things to talk about. Yeah. But we'd like to thank you for sending that
we
in.
We appreciate it.
You know, because, you know, I do harass Edmondson every week about joining in on the intro. So, Oprah, I love that you support our community and you want us, you know, to have a good intro. I'm on the fence about the running song, but
yeah,
like he said, don't call us. We'll call you.
You
know what? We'll call Gail. And then, and maybe Gail give you the message. I don't know. We're not going to call you directly, you know, so we'll go through Gail and let you know how we feel about it. But thank you. Thank you, Auntie O.
Thank you for extending your olive branch to try to get uncanceled. We'll let you know.
We might write it in a letter. You know, we associate ourselves with a lot of, you know, we get letters.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start sending letters out.
Right. You might receive a letter.
So y'all know what time it is. Oprah and Gail and Stedman know what time it is. And Edmondson, you know what time it is.
Yes.
Time to what?
Check in.
So I started the check-in last week with our wonderful third host with Kristen Dior with our Homegirl Chronicles 2, which I talk more about that in my check-in. But Emma said, what's poppin'? Check in. What's good? What's Gucci? What's good with you, son?
It's been a long time since, you know, we've actually...
Because you've been running.
I've been running. I guess so. I've been running all this time. It's been a long time. So, pretty much with me lately, you know, I'm back, you know, on the dating sites again after I said I wasn't going to be on them. I don't know. I think I have an addiction. It's like, I'll say I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then I just, you know, I don't be having no mans. And I don't be having no mans to talk to. That energy to just have somebody to talk to. It don't be there. So, I guess I go try to find it. Like, but just see if I find it, you know. But this time I did it different, though. This time I did it different because No, I didn't do anything, nothing, not like that. I went looking in a different pool. I didn't look in the same pool that I normally look in. Well, that would be men in Austin. I went to a different neighboring city that we were supposed to, well, we were originally supposed to be going to next month for Pride. Well, Tariq and I were supposed to be going, and, you know, plans have changed. Allegedly. But allegedly, I might still be going regardless. But It's not no appointment type shit.
Well, you better make one before you get there, girl. You got 3 weeks. No, I'm gonna need you to schedule.
No, I'm just trying. No, I'm not trying to schedule no dick appointment. No, I can, but I'll pencil in some. You know, we can go out and hang out or do something like that, and you know, get.
But that's after you get it.
I'm not trying to get it first. I'm not. It's not a dick appointment situation. Okay. That's not what this is. Okay, so no, let me be clear. This is not, I'm not going to look in other states for dick appointments. If I'm trying to meet men that I can possibly be, you know, a friendship or maybe some, at least a homie love, a friend, not just no dick appointment. But no, I've just been reaching out, you know, out reaching out to guys from, you know, in Dallas. And I did actually strike some gold. I met two. So I've been talking back and forth to both of them on just some casual shit. You know, I asked 121 questions, so I'm still in that process with both.
I heard 50 Cent. 21 questions.
I asked a whole bunch of, they just keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. But they don't ever mind it. I always be like, am I asking you too many questions? And they always just be like, no, you know, do you. I'm like, okay.
What's their blood type?
Wait. I don't ask those type of questions.
I mean... You don't want to know if they could be a match for a heart transplant?
No, that's not. I don't want to know. I don't need to know their blood type. That was not the questions I asked.
Well, I think that's very important. To be with somebody, like, if something like that happens, they could give you your
brain.
Well,
that ain't something I'm going to ask. There's certain things that you don't ask when you first meet people. And I think asking somebody their blood type, I don't think that's... Well, I would not do that.
A lung donor?
That ain't something I'm gonna ask you the first time I meet you, or first conversations. That's not part of my process. Now, if that's other people's process, hey, everybody got a different way of doing things. I don't ask blood types, and you know, are you an organ donor? That stuff doesn't matter. So
you ask them their status.
Yeah, I do ask, or if it's not already like if it was already like on the page or whatever that whatever I'm looking at, and they don't have it there, yeah, I ask. But, I mean, that don't mean that they can always lie. But the guys I've been talking to are older, so I would hope that y'all ain't on no bullshit like that at y'all ages. But,
Grandpa, I'm just playing. Daddy.
No, they ain't that old. That's what always hits me up. 65, 75.
No 75-year-old hit you up.
70.
Is somebody 70 on this chat site?
Yeah.
70?
70.
What the fuck? What are they doing?
I don't know what they doing, but they want to do something with me.
Well, I get that check, bitch. They get that retirement.
I will send them your way.
Those
next
benefits.
Time. I got a friend that would be interested.
70, bitch. I don't know. I think that's too far. Mm-mm. I don't know what 70?
No.
Like, what do you do with a 70-year-old?
I don't know what you. That's why I said I can't do it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with you. Like, what are we supposed to do? And I know you ain't trying to. They trying to be sexual. But some of them do though. So I don't listen.
What if they didn't look 70? Just nope. The idea of it, they being 70 is just
no. That's
unbearable.
Just too. That's just not in my age range. Now, if I would go, if they were older, like, I don't know if y'all, anybody's watched the Braxtons, but Trina's fiance, him. Now, him, I think he's well over 50, and yeah, him. Somebody like him came my way, I'll consider, because he's, well, yeah, he's like, he's a little different. But you know, and I felt like he took care of
in your age, not in your age bracket, but it's not the most.
It's not, you know, 50 is not. It's not. I mean, I don't know if I would just go to that, but 50 is really not that.
What would you say to me? Like, well, Tyreek, I'm talking to this 52-year-old. Like, would you just say it like that?
I'm like, well, yeah, he's 52. Or maybe does not ask, well, how old? Did you never say how old he is? Oh, he's 52. I mean, but if he's a certain type of 52, yeah. But, you know, or one that took care of themselves. But, you know, it seemed like the ones coming to me be the ones, you know, drunk beer for the past 20 years and, you know.
The beer belly.
Probably smoke all kind of, they just don't look healthy. And that you know, and then they show you their body parts.
Crack?
No, they don't look like that. Like they've been doing meth.
Said smoke all types, and you just left it open.
No, but I don't want to be offensive because people might smoke cigarettes. But I mean, it's proven that cigarettes are not really healthy. But I don't want to offend anybody who actually does. I just say they don't look healthy. They don't look, I mean, but then, and then they kill me at that age. They send their body part first. You going to send me your 55-year-old dick first? And then, like that don't look 55 too? Like, oh, that look young. Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. What do... What if I've seen a 55-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dick is a dick. I ain't gonna. It's not like it changes shape or anything when they get a different age. But you know, but I mean, your pubic hairs, they be it be more sometimes gray than the other color. I've seen that before.
Be sexy though.
Not it can be, but not in. Mm-mm.
What if like a full bush?
See, right, a full. Well, that. I wouldn't even necessarily say that's bad for a guy who it just, I don't know. That's just not my preference to be with someone that's that age. But no offense, because some people do, you know, Ashley from Real Housewives Potomac. No offense, girl. You love your man and you got pregnant by him. So, hey.
Is she pregnant?
Yes, very.
That's the next season? Well, this season that's on right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Married to Medicine. That's Edmondson's favorite reality show, y'all. Right? Is that your favorite?
No. Married to Medicine. I do like Married to Medicine, but we talking about Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
That's Married to Medicine. I do like Married to Medicine. I would say I just think Married to Medicine is just they work for their checks. I feel like them women get their checks and they do it and they, you know, but Real Housewives of Potomac is getting there because that damn Karen. But anyway, check in. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying. Well, this time around, normally for me, I guess it's different because I'm talking to like Ashley met one guy too that's actually in the hood. Now, I did talk to one guy actually in the hood. He's in Austin. He's not even that far from me. But that one, I got a gut feeling about. My gut keep on telling me that. I'm trying to think like maybe. I'm like, well, maybe it's just me being, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe I'm just feel like I'm not. It wasn't initial like. Oh, like I was just into him. It was just like, okay. Like I wasn't really initially like attracted to him like that. But I'm trying to be older and growner and stop doing that and maybe just get to know somebody and get to know who, you know what I'm saying? He said he wanted to just get to know me and did it. I'm like, okay, when am I having a friend? You know, just a friend. But my gut is still telling me like, no.
What are your ovaries telling you?
Nothing. I'm not attracted to him.
Well, that's the dub. You have to, all the body parts have to be in line.
But he said friend. So, I mean, I'm open to the, but then I was texting him today and just randomly, it wasn't no new picture. He sent me a picture just randomly. It was just a picture of his face. And he was like, well, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, I'm like, you look nice. And I didn't send anything back. And he like, I was hoping you was going to send one too. I'm like, oh, oops. So doing stuff like that, I'm like, well, are you trying to be my friend just sending me random pictures of you throughout the day? Friends do that? Like,
I feel like friends, if y'all going to be, like, on that level, I feel like that's a part of the connection. You could have took a Mariah Carey pose, crushed your bed.
Nah, I was at work. So that wasn't going to work. And I told him that. I was like, well, I'm at work right now. He's like, well, it could have been a save picture. So I sent a save picture. But when I did it, it was just my gut was still like, no. What are you doing? No.
I guess I still don't get the no. What's wrong with sending pictures?
It's nothing wrong with sending pictures. My gut is just telling me I don't need to be dealing with him. Or I don't need to, he's not somebody I need to, it's just, I can't answer what my gut tells me. My gut, I feel like, is something else talking to me. So I can't answer that part. It's just, I go with it, though. Like, my gut say no, I'm like, okay, well, no. Like, I feel in my gut, my stomach, can't do it. So I don't know. I'm going against my gut with that. I'm going to just continue being friends. And I will keep, you know, the podcast updated on what's going on with the local, the hood, in the hood.
That's why I was like, the hood, meaning that he's in Austin.
He's a part of Austin, right.
Okay, and I was like, you thought he was off of Runberg. Well, not saying Runberg is just the hood, but I mean, Cameron Road, 183, 290.
I might call him hood, though. That's because I said, now he's in the hood, and I'm not just going to like, well, hood. But anyway, go ahead. Shout out to who?
Saying hood.
I thought you were about to say something. But anyway, yeah, so I'm going to try to talk to multiple people, get to know multiple people at the same time. What I'm saying was, because normally I'm the type of person, and I've heard females say this, you know, where they meet somebody, they just hone in on that one. It's like, not even, and that's not your boyfriend or anything like that, but it's like they just got your attention. You're just trying to see if that's going to end up being your boyfriend, but you kind of just keep focused on that. Not all people, not all women do that. Not all men. I know all men don't do that. Not all people in general do that. But for me, that's just, I'm just having that one trait. It's like, oh, okay, it's you. I'm paying attention to you right now, and that's it. And I'm not entertaining anybody else. But, you know, I'm trying something different. I'm going to just try to get to know all three. Hopefully, I don't fuck up no text and nothing like that and send one text to one day. I'm supposed to send to the other one.
I did that last night.
Oh. Oh.
I did.
Oh.
I was smoking reefer.
Oh. Smoking on some doobie.
Right. I'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay, well, I'm done with my check-in. So, yeah, I'm trying to date or, you know, cyber date or just, I don't know, I'm just trying to meet some men, damn it. Because I'm, you know, Aisha Curry realness, okay?
Okay. Girl, you know what? We got... I don't even want to get into that Aisha Curry thing, but still sticking to your check-in. I'm here for it. And I definitely feel like, though, it's nothing wrong with penciling in. It don't have to be a dick appointment. I know I'm just always talking about the dick, whatever. Because even, like, I am single. And, you know, it is nice to meet. I feel like it is so fun to meet people that you don't know out of town and stuff like that. It is so intriguing to, like, go out. Especially if they're from there and they can show you their city or what they like. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a very good thing. And if you are like really like, okay, I'm going to Dallas, I feel like it's really good to have like stuff planned, you know, like or people penciled in that's all before you get there, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's really what it's all about, like that connection of the human spirit. Because if you just wait till you get there, then that part is all, it's going to be so random.
Yeah.
So the idea that you're like, trying to follow through now.
And it's build up. It's build up when you actually meet somebody and you're like, okay, I'm going to be there on this date. So it's like you have all this time to, you know, get to know each other, talk shit. If it's something flirtatious that y'all go, if y'all start getting flirtatious, you can get a little flirty, but it's like, okay. But then it's like, okay. And you can start like, yeah, well, when you get here, you know, like, oh, when I see you, that type of thing, that can be fun. It hasn't gotten there like that really, but... It could. I don't know. I'm just trying to meet some people. I'm trying, you know, again, Aisha Curry realness over here.
Okay.
But, anywho, that's my check-in, y'all. I will keep I'm going to keep everybody updated, you know, since we're a lifestyle podcast and I think gay people date. So I'll keep you, I'll be as transparent as I possibly can, until I can't. Because if it turns into serious, I ain't going to be saying everything's going on with me and my future husband if it got to something like that with anybody. But I'll still share. I'll share enough, you know. But anywho, no, I'm going to be transparent. I want to share, you know, and anybody, you know, my little non-dating or non-dating journey or meeting man or whatever the fuck this is. Anyway, I'm done.
I'm here for it. I'm ready to hear all the juice, all the splatter, all the pencil in.
I don't know about no splatter.
All the bed rumbling and all the, you know, lemon in your water dates. You know how they always want to put lemon in your water when you go on the
date? Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I always start off real bad. But like, no lemon. Oh. Like, do you want lemon? No. Don't put no damn lemon in my water. So my check-in. So it's a few things, I guess, I want to, like, kind of dive into my check-in. I feel like my check-in is very about... my interactions with people in my life. Mm. So recently, I reunited with a brother of mine, a friend of mine, someone that I considered a friend that we were not seeing eye to eye for the last couple of months about some personal stuff. But he's another guy that does a lot of work with mental health awareness. I do work with a lot of mental health awareness. And we just hadn't talked. It wasn't really nothing major, anything falling out or anything like that, but it was a separation of sorts, kind of.
Interesting word.
Separation of sorts. And even though, you know, a lot of times, and I, you know, I find myself always trying to be so strong and like not really being vulnerable with people in my life most times. And so even during this whole time, I was like, you know, and another one bites the dust type of mentality. Mm. And I was able to use that mentality to cope with it, right? To cope that I've lost someone that was really cool. And not lost like we were, like, something major happened, but if something happened and we weren't as cool as we were. We actually had a podcast show together originally. I kind of hinted about it on this show a couple of times and maybe a little slight shade or whatever, because I guess my feelings were hurt. So me throwing a little shade here and there was okay. Like, I feel like I'm human, and the way I'm going to get through it is throw a little shade about it.
Okay, Wendy.
So so that show went away, and of course, what works for us has been, you know, the best thing that I could imagine. So I don't feel no regrets and really feel like it was all, you know, divine purpose. And with that being said, you know, that relationship severed, not nothing into about the podcast. That was already done, and we were already doing this show. So we reunited. We've talked. We had an event that we were both invited to. It was like one of those, like, oh, my God. Like, I was telling Emerson about it, like, days before. Like, I don't know how this going to go. I haven't seen this person in 2 months. We haven't done anything together. It was cool. I mean, I can go in details about the situation. It was a lot of arguments, a lot of, you know, picking a rock up and really getting underneath the rock and talking, stuff like that. But I feel like we came to an understanding. I don't feel like we both agree that we won't go back to the dependency of our friendship that we used to have. That
another interesting word.
We're going to shut the fuck up. Not the dependency, but we're going to reinstate our brotherhood, because one of the things that we both did was encourage each other really to move forward in our work in mental health, move forward in our work in impacting the world. And I only want the best for him, and I really truly feel like the same way. Now, opinions and feelings and, you know, disagreements come as, you know, especially when you're close to someone and y'all, you know, I feel like it allows y'all to, you know, really voice your disagreements or, you know, things that y'all don't, I guess that's a disagreement, but.
Yeah, I mean, you sound like Monique. I don't know if anybody listens to Monique's podcast with her husband, Open Relationships, or whatever that podcast is called. That is what the podcast is called. It's called Monique and Sydney. I think it's called Open Relationships.
And how is that comparable to what I was saying?
You didn't let me finish.
I wait.
I was just saying the name of it so people could reference what I was talking about. You might come across it like I did on YouTube. Anywho, she was talking about the whole situation with Steve Harvey and Lee Daniels and all their shows getting canceled and stuff like that. And she was saying how that, you know, even though they had disagreements and that she disagreed with some things that they said, that she still supports them and she still considers, like, Steve Harvey her brother because, you know, they were family, they just had an issue and they just weren't talking. You know what I'm saying? But she still wants to see them win. She still wants to, you know, she's not happy that their shows got canceled. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying with you and this person, I'm saying you said y'all are encouraging, y'all help keep each other lifted. So y'all want to keep that. And I think that's important that, you know, when you do have phones out with people sometimes and you have a disagreement, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to dissolve the whole relationship like me. I just cancel you. And it's no coming back from the rest of the time for me. But you don't always have to do that when you disagree with somebody. Sometimes you're not going to agree with people all the time. Sometimes you just disagree, might have a falling out, but you still would support that person. Y'all help keep each other lifted. And I think, you know, that's what she was trying to say about her. I think she needs to do a better job, though, because I feel like... But, I mean, I know. She probably could be like, excuse me. She'd be like, what's your name? Emerson? Emerson? Right.
All right, baby.
Right, right, right. All right, baby. Emerson. Okay, I listen. But anyway, this ain't about her. That's how I was comparing it.
Yeah, I see it. And that's what I said. I see it. You were right. It is exactly that.
You tried it, though.
No, you tried it.
Because
I guess you got me all with on defense. Because I don't know what your reaction
you
gonna
be. You tried it. Because when I think about it, you really tried it. And I was so not there, but it's okay. I'm done.
So that was one relationship in my life that I feel like once you know how, even though if you move on, right? But it's like that little back of your mind cloud of something that you know that you want. And it's other people in my life that I've experienced that over my whole life, you know, that I've been fine without making up, right? Like, we just don't mix. And it's not like, and that's very far, you know, in between. Like, I really don't really sever too many relationships because I don't really allow them to happen if it's not meant to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's been a few, and I've been okay, and it never reconciled. Not on no, you know, whole dramatic shit, but just enough. So this one was really nice to get that pressure, you know, or that unspoken pressure that I was dealing with, but I never talking about, you know what I'm saying? Because even though it was okay to get through, I'm going to, you know, I have resilience. So even, you know, losing someone or not speaking to someone that was close to you, you know, I could always say I don't mistreat anyone. So when I feel like I'm validated that I know I didn't mistreat no one, that we're just not talking because we just don't agree. Sometimes you just have to accept that and process it, like you just said. Like, and you know, you come back, like you said about Monique and Steve Harvey. So that was one situation upon my check-in. The other check-in, of course, with Mr. C Plus. I've been bumped up. I don't know if I said it on the show. Did I say it on the show?
No, you did not say it on the show.
I was bumped up to a B.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm excited. Clap.
Clap, 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 clap.
So I've been bumped up to a B. That's been exciting. One, some of the best news I've heard. You know, it's always a good thing to know that someone that you're really feeling in a certain way, you know, elevates, you know, your effort. So it's nice. But I told you guys I wasn't gonna stay at a C long. So and I said I was okay with a B, but I'm telling you, I'm going after that A plus.
Oh.
And so
that's gonna be okay.
So I'm going after the
A plus.
A plus. I have goals and I'm very competitive.
Okay.
So I'm not, you know, if I get to a B, I know I can get to that A plus and I have. And, you know, I got to figure out how to get there. It won't be easy. But that's kind of makes it all the, you know, the more fun. Getting to know people and dating and stuff like that. So that's just my check-in, a part of that part. I'm at a B.
Okay.
I will, you know, inform you guys when I get to an A and stuff like that, if I get to an A. But that is my goal. And, you know, I got some stuff up my sleeves to make that happen. You know, summertime.
I would, anyway, you know, summertime connections, I'll say.
Yeah. No flings?
Oh, I was going to say that. Summertime flings. They're real.
They're real. It's beautiful. And so that's really my check-in, but I do want to go into another topic, a part of my check-in, and it's really a disclaimer, I guess, about our last episode entitled Homegirl Chronicles 2. Shout out to Kristen Dior.
Yeah, shout out to Kristen.
I feel like every time we do the Homegirl Chronicles, the last two episodes, it is always feedback. It is always, y'all, and I don't know if it's because it's a woman's presence or it's a third person presence or it's just me that I got like two, you know, my best friend and my best female friend and we all talking. I get loose in the goose with the mouth and get, you know, long ass episodes.
Yes.
All over the place. And so I really enjoyed our last episode. I always enjoy when we all get together. It was brought to my attention, and not just brought to my attention, it was through my process of the episodes that, you know, some of the comments and some of the direction of the episode might have been in a sense of not being, you know, sex positive in many ways, and or in some sense that some of the topics we talk about could have been shaming or sex shaming or whatever kind of shaming in some kind of way. Mm-hmm. And so I do want to put a disclaimer about the last episode, episode 14, Homegirl Chronicles 2, that it was some, you know, back and forth about where personally, you know, my voice is being sex positive and where we stand as a podcast show. We are here to move our culture forward, meaning black and queer culture. And we do recognize that being sex positive is really to come in the same fight, you know, allowing people to be who they are, mm-hmm. and being able to express themselves, living their truth, and all of those things. So I would like to say that if anyone in that episode felt that we wasn't being as sex positive, I understand it. I hear you guys. And, you know, I would make sure that I would do my job, and the show would do our job to make sure that we stay sex positive and allowing, we don't judge here, right? Mm-mm. One of the things that me and Emerson make sure we do is to tell our truths. And a lot of our truths is just the truth that of non-judgment. We're very open, you know, and so we want to make sure that we're keeping this podcast in that same direction, being progressive and being thought-provoking and, you know, moving forward. So That's kind of my disclaimer. I don't know if Emerson want to have something about that in some kind of way.
If I said no, that would be like another problem. That would be an issue in itself. Like, no, I ain't got nothing to say. Yeah, like,
I want to make sure.
Right, though, no. Right? I feel like I'm obligated now. But no, I agree. When Mr. Tiltons and I talked about it, and he talked about, you know, some of the feedback, I was honestly offended because I was like, that's not me. I'm not the type of person who judges people for being sexually free or doing things sexually that I don't do. And I think that's just what I want to say. It's, if I say I don't do something, it's just me. That's just something that I'm not comfortable with. I'm not going to be comfortable with everything that everybody else is going to be comfortable with. And the same goes for other people. Y'all not going to be comfortable with everything that I might do or something I might wear. Or you know what I'm saying? It can be a myriad of things that you might not be comfortable with somebody else, or, you know, that you might not necessarily have the same opinion, or you might disagree. And that's okay. So that's, you know, it was certain things we talked about, and I might have reacted a certain way. It was personal to me. It's like, oh, that wouldn't work for me. If I'm saying, oh my gosh, that's a lot for me. Doesn't mean that it's, you know, I'm supposedly the conservative one of the show. So if something don't work for me, I'm supposedly conservative. That doesn't mean it's nothing wrong with you if you're, you know, sexually free and you like, I don't, all kinds of things. It's nothing wrong with that. You being sexually or sex positive yourself, where you just, you know, doing what you want to do. And I don't, anything I said, I will apologize if I offended anybody, any way I responded or anything I came off that was being judgmental. That's not me. I'm the type of person, I love people who are sexually free. I can listen to sexuals. I can talk about sex all day. Honestly, I really could. And you know, there'll be certain things that I'll ask questions about that somebody else might do that I don't, but that's okay. It can still intrigue me. It's just, you know, or it might be too much for me. And I do have that right too. If something's too much for me, I can say that. I don't want to make it seem like I can't express my opinion. I can. I just don't want to seem like I'm being judgmental to the next person. So that's all I'm gonna say. I think that was the missing element for me. It was certain things I might have responded to, and I'm just like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, da da da. But at the end of the day, that just doesn't work for me. But if it works for you, that's something you like to do, you get pleasure out of whatever, please live your best life and do what you
right.
do.
Like, hey, if you want to get bust open with nut dripping on Twitter, do it, boo. I mean, because it is freedom, you know what I'm saying? It is the idea that we have to allow people to be free.
And self-expression. I'm big on self-expression.
And sexuality is the most, what we like to... historically and systematically has been used to oppress people. Mm-hmm. You know, whether we talk about racism, whether we talk about gender, whether we talk about homosexuality versus, you know, just all of that. You know, sex has always been used as a weapon. So we have to acknowledge that the only way that we can free, you know, or have true equality is really through, you know, sexual freedom in a certain way. Because in almost every ism, sex has been used as a weapon.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, you know how we do, guys. And so we love the feedback, though. That means you guys are listening. Mm-hmm. You guys are processing. And again, we want to make sure we are on the forefront of sex positive movements, black and queer movements, just being free and being able to express it anyway. So that's just a disclaimer. So bust it wide open. Shit, Megan Thee Stallion just came out with an album last night called Fever, and it's a few songs on there telling you what to do. You when you drop into the flow, bust it wide open, get that money, that shmoney. You know, city girls let you know, bitch, you don't take no DNA unless it's a bank account attached. I mean, it's a lot of different things you can do, and just be free. I definitely love freaky stuff. And I leave it at that because, you know, B+ might not. I've already put myself to a B+. B. It was just a solid B.
Okay.
So just to continue on, but with that being said, I loved the last episode because of the rawness of it. So if you're listening to episode 15, which would... we're recording now. Mm-hmm. Go back to listen to episode 14 and continue to tell us your comments and process the things. Because again, sometimes when you're recording, you know what I'm saying? We record and we might know what we're talking about, but when we get us on this mic and we get to expressing ourselves, we're not always, you know, politically correct. And we don't always want to be politically correct either. You know, mm-hmm. I might say stuff that might go against the sex positive movement. Tell me, I hear you. It's just human. But any, you know, moving forward with our topic for today. So you guys know May is Mental Health Awareness Month, mm-hmm. and we've touched on boyfriend therapy, which we have to probably episode 16. We're going to be part two of that because we'll be out of May. Yeah, mm-hmm. we'll be out of May in a minute. So yeah, so that'll probably be our last. We'll do like a boyfriend therapy / dating therapy, something like that. I don't know how we'll do that, but we might keep on going because we believe in therapy, we believe in mental health, so we might just keep on going past May. But today, we wanted to really focus on, since we gave you guys a 2.5-hour episode last week, we're going to keep it short and sweet to this week. Okay. But no, we wanted to talk about self-care because, you know, we've given y'all the ratchetness and stuff, but we want to make sure that we're being well-rounded in that lifestyle stuff, right? And so self-care is the topic for today. We want to, you know, talk about things that we do in our own personal lives, but really get you guys to start thinking about what you guys can do for self-care. Summer's mm-hmm. coming up, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know,
it actually opens up the gates for you to do more.
Okay.
It, especially if you're up north. You can do way more things for self-care because you can actually get out the house. But go ahead.
No, you're right. Yeah. So, Edmonton. So, because, you know, I always look to you as, like, my, you know, by a nugget person, whether it's, you know, what's popping in the business world, what's popping in self-care, dating. You always usually really well-rounded and educated and well-read in many, many different topics. So you always talk about self-care. Mm-hmm. So I just want to, like, what are some of the stuff you do? And then, like, it's specifically to, like, being, like, black and queer. And not saying that, even if it's a difference, right? I don't know if it is really a difference, but what is self-care like? What do you do that get you, that would, like, if you stress, especially you, because you was talking about all this stress you was going mm-hmm. through and all of this mm-hmm. tension and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, how are you combating that?
I do a lot of different things, actually. Let me not say that. I actually don't, it's not like I have a whole list or a whole catalog of things that I do. But I know one thing I do is I like to, you know, plan stuff for myself. You know, like one thing I did talk about actually on the podcast was taking myself out on dates. That's a new thing. I've been taking myself out on a date. I have not taken myself out on a date this month. So I got to work on that. So definitely doing stuff for myself is important just because part of the reason that I have been stressed and all that kind of stuff is because I've been working a lot and, you know, I got a lot of stuff I do just, you know, as far as self-development and just stuff, background stuff. I call it boring stuff, but it's work, regardless of the fact if it's boring, whatever. It's work. The stuff I do for myself is not work, like working, punching the clock, but it's still something I have to put time to, and it takes a lot of battery power just because it's something I'm kind of passionate about. And, you know, I'm not, as if it's something involving me, I'm not going to, you know, give myself the short end of the stick. So when I put stuff or put, you know, when I learn stuff to, you know, for self-development and stuff like that, it's important. I use a lot of battery power. So it's important that I do things to pretty much charge myself back up. So one thing I do is I have these things called pamper parties, and I actually need a pamper party, but I need to get a bath mattress. Now, yep. Y'all might be thinking, what is a bath mattress? But my bathtub has the bottom of it's rough. It's textured. It is not smooth. It is not something that I want to put my hind parts on and sit and try to be relaxed because it's not going to be comfortable. So a bath mattress is pretty much just something you put in the tub that it lays the whole length, almost the whole length of your body. And it has a little cushion, you have a little pillow on the back of your head, and it has cushion in it where you can make you a little bit more comfortable in the bathtub. So I need a bath mat. That's the next thing I'm going to get. It's going to be a little bath mattress for my tub because I'm going to have a pamper party and actually have a bath. And I make these playlists.
Question. So do it bother your booty hole, the bottom of the bathtub?
Why would the bottom of the bath? First of all, I haven't sat on the bottom of that one I'm talking about that's ridged or has that texture because it's not going to be comfortable. I already know it's not going to be, so I didn't test it. I just know it's not going to be comfortable. My feet, if I feel, it's like, okay, I feel like I might be able to scrub my feet, which I do. I kind of like use it to scrub my feet a little bit. I don't want to put my, you know, my goodies on that. I don't.
Not my goodies.
No, I, you know, I can use exfoliation butters and all that kind of stuff to, you know, myself, but I'm not going to sit on it for long periods of time. It's not comfortable. Anyway, so Pepper Party is something I do. I use a playlist. I normally have like a little relaxing playlist that I use. I normally play, honestly, during my Pepper Parties, I normally play my sex playlist during my Pepper Parties because I could just start, you bought them in a bathtub with the bubbles and the candle. I get candles. I love candles. But so I get and actually get the cute little candle. You can go to Walmart, get a little cheap little candle, the cute little candle holders, and you can just put them around a tub so you can make it look cute, you know, because I like an ambiance. And play my little sex playlist and just sit back and relax and just, you know, really, really relax. I haven't used any type of aromatherapy yet. I think I'm going to do that next. Bath & Body Works does a lot of aromatherapy stuff, so I'm going to do that next. But that's something I do. That's just an example of something I do for self-care. Another thing I do, I go on walks. That's something I do. I did it recently when I told y'all I did the neighborhood, but I haven't done it like, I haven't went down to downtown and did it like I used to. I did that too, but I haven't done it like frequent. But that's, I love to go walking. I love to be one with nature and just let,
do
you
know. Do your legs rub together when you walk?
No, my legs do not rub together when I walk. No, they definitely are not rubbing together when I walk. When I went to the doctor recently and I'm like, oh my gosh, I lost like 25 pounds.
Oh.
I'm still a healthy weight. No, that's not a congratulations. I'm still a healthy weight for my height, but you know, I always say when Wakanda came out, a bitch was like 190. Now I'm like back to like 166. So I lost quite a little bit of weight. So I'm currently looking for vegan protein shakes that I can take. I found one I'm going to be getting because, I need it back. The right way, though. I think my body's forcing me to. That's another thing I probably start doing, too, is going to the gym because I think my body's forcing me to do it. Because every time I talk about stress or tension or anything like that with a doctor, they're always like, well, are you active? And I'm like, well, yeah, I have a part-time job. I walk all the time. They're like, well, you might need to do something a little bit more strenuous. I'm like, so my body's telling me I got to work out? Is that what this is? I gotta go to the gym or I'm going to be stressed the fuck out? Like, what? But that makes sense if you think about it. A lot of people go to the gym. It's a stress reliever. But I'm like, I think my body's telling me I have to go. So that's something else I'll add. So that's just certain things. So I'll say just generally, just to kind of round, you know, I think self-care is just doing things maybe for yourself that you enjoy. It could be painting, if you like to paint, if you like to create music, if you have a studio in your house, or you might to, you know, you like to create, that might be something that you do. It could be a lot of different things. I'll just say something that you enjoy that you might not necessarily get to do as much as you like to because you work, you got kids and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes you got to take that time out and just do something that you really want to do or you really enjoy doing for yourself. That's like the best self-care. What are you doing?
Oh, well, that was leading to so I just read that masturbation is one of the highest forms of self-care.
Well, hello.
Well, I was, you know, that was my interpretation of my own. Did it sound natural?
It sounded like something. I'm like, what are we talking about? Well, you could have just said that. You could have said masturbation.
But, you know, I like, you know, sound effects. And,
Okay.
So, anywho. No, for real. So, yeah. So, I did need to put that out there because I feel like that's really good. I said that's pretty good. No, I'm not saying speaking for myself. Of course, speaking for myself. But other things that I like for self-care, you guys know I love to write. So writing always allowed me to get out of the world. Reading, oh my God. I feel like reading would probably be number one for self-care because reading takes you out of your reality. It takes you to another reality. It allows you to explore different places, different people, without ever having to do much, but just read, you know. It's really a stimulation of the brain, you know. You don't have to get out of bed if you didn't want to, but it could take you all over the world and meet so many people just in a book. And I always say this, you know, books is still vital. You can't replace reading, period. It's just no way around it. The best articles, the best magazines, best columns, everything is still with the idea of putting thoughts to paper.
And then or information to paper, educational stuff.
Education and allowing people to read it. Reading, you can retain so much more through reading versus listening and watching and all of that good stuff. So reading and writing is definitely one of my best self-cares. I like going to the gym. I really feel like anytime I go to the gym, it's always therapeutic. It's just something about it. Mm-hmm. It allows me to think. It allows me to meditate. It allows me to, you know, really process stuff. You know what I'm saying? That hour, it allows me to just go everywhere.
And that's two self-cares in one. And what I mean by that is when you go to the gym, and after you go home from the gym, I don't know about everybody else, but I think, well, what they say is your endorphins and stuff. You'd be feeling a little hot. You'd be feeling a little bothered. Like, okay. Ooh. And so that you might go to masturbation then. Or if you got some in-house dick or whatever it is that you want, you might have sex, which is another good self-care thing.
Okay,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, I hear people say they like to cook and,
I'm culinary challenged.
Yeah. Culinary deficiency.
Okay.
I need to take my vitamins to get it back up. Okay. It's below zero right now. So that, I just feel like, you know, and I've been talking to a friend that's been, dealing with, you know, what's our purpose on earth and stuff. And we've been having very serious conversations. And I just like, that is so, like, self-care and your purpose on earth is so, I can't even say the word I'm looking for. It is so relevant to the person. Like, everybody's version of what their purpose or what they get joy out of or what works, self-care works for them. It literally has to be for that individual. Mm-hmm. Self-care, what other people do cannot help you if it doesn't help you.
No.
And we have to understand, like, you know, I want to do yoga, right? I want to do yoga. I keep saying that. Everybody like, bitch, it's a yoga event every other day or every other corner, you know, here in Austin. It's always yoga going on.
Yeah, they yoga everywhere.
And I haven't done it yet. And it's on my, and I wouldn't call it a bucket list, but I'm calling it a bucket list. And I want to do it. And I think it would help, you know, with a new form of self-care or, you know, idea of being in touch with my body or whatever energy that we contrive doing yoga. I really want to do yoga. But again, I have to do it first to know if it's really going to be my self-care. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everything does not work for everybody, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like once we start coming up, it has to be an individual search, you know, an individual reality of what works for you. And I feel like that's one of the main things I want everybody to get out, because it's a lot of gurus out here telling you what you should be doing. There's a lot of, you know, friends. It's a lot of ways that people are expressing themselves through self-care. You know, we use that word so loosely. Mm. But it's the individual. Your self-care should not look like anyone else's.
Whatever, not at all.
You know, it should be exactly how you contrive it. Because once you live, because no one else is walking through your shoes. No one is going through with the pressures you're going through. No one is going through the tackles that you have to overcome or the isms of the world and all that. So you know what's going to get you through, and you can take ideas and just try stuff out. Try stuff. And, you know, I feel like sometimes we're always scared to get out of our comfort zone, you know, and I feel like you're never going to know what works for you if you don't really try it, though, or really read upon it or study it or, you know, really look for ways, because something that used to work might not work either. So you can't just go to what you know, go to what you need to find out. You know, there's a lot of stuff out here that we don't know. Because we ain't never done it.
Yeah.
You know, so it could be something we think is A1, and you like, well, hold up. This is about a C+.
Okay.
This is A1. No pun intended. But you know what I'm saying? So I really feel like, you know, in our short episode today that we're giving you guys about self-care, it's really, it's no funny or real dramatic or, you know, jokes that we can say. You know, Emerson is one of the biggest component on the show about really taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And health-wise, meaning like physical health and what you eat and stuff like that. But I really feel like outside of that, it's where how you're feeding yourself spiritually. And not like through religion, but through self-care. Because I feel like all of those, whatever you determine is your self-care, is really your connection to your own inner spirit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because most of it is not a physical thing. Mm-hmm. You know, yoga is not about to make you lose 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. It's going to make you be in touch with your body.
Yep.
You know, riding is not going to, you know, do too much physically, but it's going to stimulate my mind or make me, my emotions become, you know, neutral, you know, at least, or if it's heightened, it's going to bring it down where it's a more manageable state, you know, because our emotions can run us all across the place, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. I know one thing, too, that can stop me, a lot of people from doing self-care stuff, too, is, and this is going to be kind of, I guess what I'm about to say is going to be a little debatable, or it is debatable, but because I know some people have issues being by themselves. Some people don't like being by themselves.
And go ahead with that because you taught me something that really helped for me.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't like to be by themselves. So, and I think, I guess what I'm going to say with this is sometimes you have to get out of that because that can stop you from doing a lot of stuff that could be self-care. You feel like you got to do something with somebody. I need to do this with somebody or I don't have anybody to do it with. You know, even me, I'm like, you know, I'll take myself out on dates because I'm Aisha Curry Realness. You know,
facts.
Right. Ain't nobody asking me on no dates. You know, ain't nobody knocking at my door saying, you know, they want to take me. They ain't happening. So am I going to wait a whole, you know, I don't know how long until the universe, you know, decides they're going to do what they're going to do. Or am I going to just make it happen for myself and figure it out on my own? Yeah, it could be awkward being out by yourself on a date and stuff like that. It can be weird. But if you mentally make it about you, it won't matter if you think people looking at you. You're not going to care. It's about you. You know what I'm saying? If you have to go and you set your phone up and you just look at a YouTube video, or you set your phone up and you might read a book, or you know what I'm saying? You might have a book on your phone, or you might get your audio. You might want to listen to an audio book. I know he was saying read, but if you are an audio book person,
that'll work.
Yeah, but you might want to listen to an audio book while you're sitting eating by yourself, and that's your date. You know what I'm saying? And you get to eat a nice meal and you're treating yourself. You're going to get the extra expensive meal. This time I'm not going to get, you know, the meal that's on the value side. I'm going to go to the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Four for four.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get the grilled chicken.
Right. You might go, that's something you're doing extra for yourself to treat yourself.
With our chili.
Right. Whatever that is for you. But I get my point of what I'm trying to say is don't let just because it's not somebody around stop you from doing stuff too. Because even myself, like I've been wanting to go to, and your mind will tell you little stuff you want to do. Because my mind been telling me all, you know, all these new development homes and neighborhoods that they build, all these new houses they build in. That's me. I love house porn. I love looking at houses. So my thing is, I'm like, I need to get up on a Sunday one day and go to an open house. I've been saying it forever. Have I done it? No. And one of my YouTube girlfriends just did it. And I'm like, I supposed to have been did that. But anyway, that was my point. Don't let not having somebody there with you, if it's something you want to do outside of the house and nobody's there, just do it by yourself. Try it by yourself. You might be surprised that you actually do enjoy yourself. You have a good time just being by yourself, but don't, you know, if you don't pay attention to your surroundings. Benny, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's true. And even another one, that's perfect, right? Another one is, going back to what I was saying, even getting out of your comfort zone.
Mm.
Remember you were telling me, we had a debate about, you don't just sit in silence. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't. Like, if I'm at home, the TV has to be on. If the TV is not on, the music is on. If something has to be on in my house, if I'm alone, you know what I'm saying? And everybody just thought that was so strange. And I was just like, well, damn, it made me self-reflect. I was like, okay, am I not giving myself time to myself? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what I did, I was like, you know what? I haven't done it, right? I've never been able to just have, you know, I wake up, turn the TV on. I go to sleep with the TV on. You know, in a car, I'm either listening to a podcast or I'm listening to music. Like, I don't sit in a car in silence. I don't sit in the house in silence. I don't really do much of anything in silence, right? And so the idea between Edmondson and I think family members, I forgot who was all a part of that conversation. They was like, well, you need to, they was like, I think you was like, try it. Like, I think you need to have some time by yourself where it's just you or God or just you and just nothing else. And I was like, oh, my God, that sounds crazy. Like, I can't, I'm not going to just sit there and just wake up and be looking at the walls, you know what I'm saying? But, my God, like, so I started, and I'm still back and forth, right? I think I prefer to go to sleep with the TV on, only because it allows me to go to sleep faster, because that's just what I've have programmed myself to do.
Oh, I need white noise when I go to sleep.
Yeah, that's what I program myself to do. It's not that, because some people program to see through over time, no noise makes them go to sleep faster. Because I've always done this, the TV or noise make me, only TV, music does not allow me to go to sleep faster. If I have music on when I go to sleep, I'd be like singing the songs.
Oh, I bet.
The songs be in my head. I'd be like, okay, do a Viola concert by head.
Let me tell y'all something that Mr. Telltales does that I don't even know. And I told him he does this because, like he said, I am somebody who could, I can just sit in silence. Like he'll be here and I'll just hear something or I'm like, or I'll get annoyed when I hear something next door and I'm like, oh my God, like I hate hearing noises. You know what I'm saying? Because I can sit in silence sometimes and I just don't want to hear anything. Like, I don't want to hear nobody bumping. No, nothing. I don't want to hear nothing. So Mr. Telltales will come over to my house or my apartment or whatever, and it'll be quiet. He'll immediately start singing. Like, it's immediate, like, it's too quiet in here. That's why I feel like he comes in like, oh, no, it's too quiet in here. I need to make some noise. So it's like, I don't have a radio. Oh, I'm going to be the radio. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, hey, it just can't be quiet. Like, it just can't. No, he does not like that. He can't walk into no space and it's quiet. If he walks into space, it's quiet. He's going to make noise. It's almost like he has to have noise. Like, It cannot be quiet.
I don't know where that came from, right? It's something that I've either programmed or something that, and I've, you know, even like, you know, going over people's house and spending the night over like dates and stuff, house, and they cut the TV off, and I'd be like, bitch, what we about to do? Because you about to fall asleep. I about to be up all night. It's hard for me to go to sleep without the TV. It's so, like, it's not a comfortable sleep. And that's weird, right? So I'm doing baby steps. So instead of me like going to sleep with without the TV, so I still cut the TV on to go to sleep because that's the only way I'm gonna go to sleep and make sure I go to sleep at a decent time and wake up. Because if I don't do that, like I just start thinking, I be writing stories in my head. I like my brain
won't turn off.
Goes like a million miles per hour when it's no noise. It drives me crazy. Like I'll be like, just shut the fuck up. Go to sleep. You got work in the morning.
Well, I'm with you on that one. I can't go to sleep. Like, you know, what I do now is I listen to... Now, I can't... Because, okay, I can't meditate. We've already talked about that on the podcast. I can't meditate. That ain't going to happen. If I try to meditate, meditation actually is going to put me to sleep. So I can't do that. But they have all these, you know, meditation affirmation type videos on YouTube and stuff where you have this soft voice just saying all these positive things in your head and da 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 da. So I listen to that before I go to bed. My whole thing now is to go to bed listening to something positive and have something in the background, something positive in some of my subconscious when I'm asleep or, you know, I'm being fed some type of, I'm hearing something positive. And it actually works because one day something positive popped into my dream. It wasn't a man. But it was just my dream was like a positive experience and it was based off of what was being said on the TV. But anyway, no. So you might need a happy medium too, like Carrie with Burger. Ugh, Burger.
That damn Burger. That's the one that left the broke up on the
sticky note. He couldn't go to sleep. He had an issue going to sleep and Carrie couldn't go to sleep. She couldn't go to sleep with the noise because he had that little therapeutic noise thingy. She couldn't do it because I guess there was a frog or something. And she like, oh, hell no. So she bought him something.
I remember that. Yeah. Because she's like, New York don't have these noises.
Right. So she ended up getting him something like with a like rain or something like that. So she was like, I can do like a rain or like nature. But she's a, like frogs. She was like, no, I can't do that. So I'm thinking you might, maybe you and whoever your partner is that you know, sleeping with. B plus, maybe y'all can think something like that. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I'm going to cut you off.
No, that's real. And so, but what I did learn how to do is to wake up in silence. And so you kind of helped me, inspired me to like wake up. So what I do is wake up and I sit in pure silence. Before I cut on the TV, before I even get up, before I look at my phone, I kind of just spend my time with just me and the silence and God or whatever. And it's really kind of like cool. I'll be like, okay. And it almost gave me like this extra oomph for the day. And so I've enjoyed that, right? But again, I was being so headstrong about not doing that. Mm-hmm. When I actually decided to do that, I feel so rejuvenated. Like, I felt like once I do that, then I get up and shower, then I finally find my coffee because, you know, I have to have my coffee every day. And so that's just a point what I'm saying about self-care, right? So now I give myself that time to lay in bed and be in complete silence in the morning and just think about what the day is going to look like. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm so always on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to my room today. My God, it's a mess. Like, you know, because I just got all those stuff in the mail mm-hmm. and the event. So tonight is the Austin Under 40 Awards, guys.
Yay!
And so that's why we have to wrap up this podcast right now because I am right on the cuff. I'm going to be the black person late.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Yeah, and, he got to go.
Yeah, I
got to
go. So I'm excited about this.
We're excited about this. Oh, my God. Yes.
It's just, you know, everybody asks me, if you win, you win, win. I'm just glad to be recognized, you know, being nominated, then being accepted as a finalist. If I win, of course, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to dab on them. But if I don't, me and my mom about to have a really good night.
Yes.
My social media about to be lit. And because I'm about to post all night.
I challenge you, yes. And I challenge you to tell the story of the night. Started and ended.
I am. I felt like we did we just had a pedicure, manicure, my first, and I was real adamant about that, bitch. We're going to have this pedicure,
he
manicure.
He was. Or he made sure that happened.
Yeah,
you didn't put that on. So did you put it on social media?
Yeah, I got you on there. You didn't see yourself?
No.
I got you on there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and so I want to show the night. But so just to wrap this up, guys, we love you guys. I have this award show. Self-care. Love yourself. Find out what works for you. Mental health, physical health, self-care. You divine and you create what works for you. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to listen. Stop doing what everybody else
does. Yeah.
Find out. Take the time. Do the research. We always want this quick fix. Do the research to find out what works for you. You can't get it overnight. Mm-hmm. Like, you really have to. Like, I literally had to not cut the teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to go through the process. First of all, I had to go through the process of acceptance. Like, well, bitch, you can't be in silence. And they attacked me.
Took
me, you know, I love being a victim. So it took me a while to process. Well, that process is, Tariq, something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? And once I've been exposed to it, I enjoy it. And that's just one thing. So that's all I have to say. Everson,
yeah, just real quick. Don't be afraid to explore yourself and things that you like during self-care. And maybe you do need to have some time, like Mr. Telltale says, when you wake up in the morning, you have silence. And you have that time where you can have certain things you can hear yourself, or you can hear certain things speaking to you if you believe in that. You know, sometimes you get little ideas or certain little things pop in your head, like, huh, oh, you know what? Like, or you might see something on TV one day where you're having some time to yourself. You see somebody planting. Oh my gosh, I really like plants. This is very calming. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it could be the weirdest thing, but don't let it being weird stop you from doing, like, I can't do that because it's weird. It doesn't matter. That's your self-care. And ain't nobody going to take care of you like you. That's it.
Plain and simple. And you know how to hit me up. I'm about to do my infomercial. You can hit me up at MrTelltale.com. You can hit me up on Instagram. MISTERT.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, you want me to redo it? Hi. You can hit me up on MrTelltale.
That ain't no better.
So what's up, fellas? This is your...
You have to go. Say what you got to say.
Speak your words.
Yeah, speak your words.
So, guys, you can hit me up on my website at MrTelltale.com. And if you didn't know, I have a book for pre-order right now. $9.99, The Counseling Session. But anyway, social media. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at MISTERTELLTALES.com. And to make sure you guys are following all of what works for us. You did that last episode. Oh my God. I didn't realize we had two stuff that said what? Yeah, okay. OMJ. So, what works for us. I'm done. The cocktail just hit. I'm ready for
the night. We're ready for the night. Right. Okay, so yeah, I'm the L code, THEELECODE. Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, no Twitter, no Snapchat, even though I might start getting a Snapchat because there's some fine men on Snapchat. And my website, THEELECODE.com, is my blog. Hit me up on all of them. Holler at me on Snapchat if you're fine.
Thank you, guys. Episode 15, and it's another one. True. I know you hear me, young. on the radio.
Bye. Later, y'all.
The simple pippin' or the damn Versace. We making soul music, recording off my Samsung. Killing beats, I'm touching these souls like I'm Shang Tsung. 3 different projects in a year, but now I'm finally done with my mixtapes. Drop, they gon' fuck up the game.